Green Mountain Chronicles, number 38, Dowsing in Danville.
Now, there's no right and wrong way to douse. Eventually, you'll find that whatever you, however you do it, will be comfortable. And there are many different ways to use devices. This is a pendulum.
I was the chairman of the first Water Witch Convention in the country.
Answer yes or no for you.
The general idea was that by the exchange of experiences and knowledge, that we would come up with some useful thing for dowsing. I mean, let's not poo-poo this thing, let's explore it, you know.
1961, and 18 people in Danville, Vermont contribute $1 each to incorporate the American Society of Dowsers. Now, with nearly 4,000 members and several branches throughout the U.S., the American Society of Dowsers has helped an old-time art blossom in the New Age 80s. Dowsing, according to the ASD, is a quest for information, such as the location of water or minerals, with or without the aid of simple instruments such as forked sticks and plumb bobs. Evidence of dowsing has been found in ancient cave paintings, and forms of the art are practiced in many cultures. But there might not have been an American Society of Dowsers drawing hundreds of people from around the world to tiny Danville, Vermont, were it not for a lost watch in 1958.
I was cutting brush on the Walden Hill Road, and I looked at my watch, noted the time, and then sometime later I looked at it again and it wasn't there.
Reg Smith, lifelong resident of Danville and founding member of the ASD. Failing to find his watch, Reg took his problem to nearby dowser Clint Gray, who asked to borrow Smith's gold ring.
We went up and he took a crotch stick that he cut beside the road, and he put the ring on the point of the stick and just hooked it with a string so it wouldn't fall off, and proceeded to travel up and down the road where I had been cutting. And the first time his dowsing stick went down, we looked and there was no watch there. And he said, well, let's take the ring off and see what happens. So we took it off and it went down at the same point. So we said, well, that's a water vein. It's confusing the deal here. So put the ring back on, and he finally got a nudge with the stick, and he said, well, it's right in this vicinity. And when the stick was straight down, we pawed in the mud, and there was the watch.
That evening, at a Danville Chamber of Commerce meeting, Smith proposed having a dowsing demonstration as the special attraction of the town's annual Fall Foliage Festival.
We took some small pieces of copper pipe and just lifted the sod up in the park and hid them here and there, and we'd give a prize to whoever found the most, or if anyone found any. And they did find a considerable number of them.
We had a bus tour in here with a news reporter from the Boston Globe, and the news reporter saw a chance for a unique story, so he wrote about the Dowsers of Danville. And then the next fall, we had about 17 or 18 Dowsers from throughout New England came to see what the Dowsers were up to, and by 1961, there were 70 people arrived.
Paul Seveny of Danville is a retired Navy officer, former state legislator and side judge, and past president of the ASD. He's also an active, popular dowser. In 1988, he answered 302 dowsing calls and claimed a 96% accuracy rate. In addition to water, Paul's located lost articles, pets, and children, either by visiting the location or by using a map.
I think it's an ESP-type thing. I think it's all coming from your mind and going through your nervous system, causing the reaction in the dowsing rods. Some people think it has something to do with magnetism, but it can't be, because I can sit here and douse a map of property in Texas I have and found water for them sitting right here in Danville. The basic thing is to get all of the doubt out of your mind. If you don't believe it'll work, it never will. And once that's happened, they start getting a reaction. But dowsing is just like playing tennis or golf. Some people are going to be better than others.
To me, it's a little bit like the bumblebee, you know. According to aerodynamics, the bumblebee is too big. Wings are too small. The bumblebee can't fly. But the bumblebee doesn't know this, so he keeps right on flying. Perhaps that's the deal with the dowsers.